Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for being a part of Next Level Leader Podcast. I'm so grateful and thankful for you being connected on today. This is the podcast by which we come together and we grow together, we learn together. Man, so many of you let me know around the world that this podcast is blessing you, and I just want to appreciate you. We curate content 15 to 20 minutes every single week just for you. Just a small podcast for you to grab some strategies on your way to work or while you're getting dressed to listen, because we want you to know it's not the length, it's the strength, the content. And we're putting in these podcasts for you. It's our gift to you. It's a seed we sow, because when you grow as a leader, you make our communities better, our churches better, you make everything better. So I want you to know something. I appreciate all of you that are already on this podcast. You've been rocking with me for a long time, and I thank you. Iron sharpens iron. We say it all the time at every podcast. And I want to make sure you know that if you are new to this podcast space, I want you to follow me. Stay connected. This is a community that we enjoy being connected to. All you got to do is follow me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. I would appreciate that. Staying connected to you matters to me, and I hope that you'll do it. I appreciate you so very much. Thank you. I'm grateful to God for how good He is. And I want you to go over to my website, josephwalker3.org. I have content, books. I have a variety of things over there that can bless your life. And that's what it's about. It's about growing, man. It's about getting all you can. I got a book on leadership, a book on leadership and loneliness, No Opportunity Wasted. Just a variety of different books that I believe can bless your life. Also, I want to encourage you to go over to YouTube and check out my wife and I's YouTube page. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. I know it's going to bless you. And I'm grateful and thankful for you. I am so thankful because I want you to be a part of the most awesome book club on the planet. It's called Next Level Leader Book Club. Next Level Leader Book Club. I want you to subscribe to it. I want you to go now. Text Book Club to 78228. Next Level Leader Podcast. Next Level Leader Book Club. See how it all works together? We are growing together. We're in this together. And I thank you for being locked in with me now. Well, we're going to get right into our subject today. How to push through when you experience pushback. Now, I already know when we put this topic out, you were sharing this and locking in for this one, because there's no way you can be progressive, no way you can be out of the box, innovative, creative person and not experience pushback. I had years of pushback. I know what it's like, but I want to help you understand how to push through, how not to be discouraged or dismayed, but to push through even when people are constantly fighting you, constantly fighting the vision, constantly giving you a hard time, constantly rebelling, constantly creating false narratives, constantly trying to discourage you. May I tell you at the very beginning of this is that the devil can never take from you what God has promised you, but can make it so difficult you will surrender it yourself. What I'm trying to get you to do is to not surrender. I'm trying to get you to hang in there and push through. So what I want you to do is I want you to do this. Reframe the resistance as a refinement tool. Rather calling it resistance, say I'm being reframed. This is helping me refine myself. This is helping me to use this as an opportunity to refine my ideas and helping me to really move beyond my own weaknesses, but to recognize that these are great things that otherwise would not be happening in my life. So don't glorify the resistance. Don't memorialize the resistance. They're against me. This is happening. Look at this as an opportunity to say, wait a minute. I'm being made better because of this. If it wasn't for the resistance, I wouldn't pray like I pray. I would not be as focused as I'm focused. I would not be who I am. So I always say there's always some good and the bad. So celebrate that in your life. Celebrate the resistance and say, this would not be possible if it were not for the resistance. On another note, I think it's important to know this, that you must assess a source of pushback. What's causing it? What's exacerbating this in the lives of other people? It is amazing. Pushback, man, sometimes it can be insecurities. Sometimes it can be people's fear of change. Who knows what it is? But you have to assess that and not take it personally. I tell people all the time, don't take it personal. When I came to Mount Zion Church, I remember I had so much pushback, but people were grieving the loss of the church as they once knew it. And all they knew to do was to push back. When you are progressive and you run into regressive thinking people or people that are stuck in a certain way of doing things, their pushback should not be taken personally. It's because the very thing they've held sacred for all of those years is changing and they don't know how to deal with it. So they're clinging on to as much as you if they can cling on to without supporting. Isn't that amazing? So what is the source of this? Let's get to it. There's a story behind this. But then watch this. Stay grounded on your mission. Because no matter what happens, no matter what distractions come, and we often talk about this, if you just say, I'm going to be focused on the end game. I talk about this all the time. My son hates flies. One day we were in the car and a fly got in the car. He had an existential crisis. Oh, fly in the car, daddy, a fly in the car. And I had my hand on the steering wheel and I realized I was about to take my hand off the steering wheel when my parental instincts kicked in and I was about to swat the fly. And I realized I would have run off the road and you guys would have read in the paper, Dr. Joseph Walker died swatting flies. I want you to hear this. This is not the time for you to be swatting flies. Let stuff be what it's going to be. Get to a point in your life where you just stay grounded on your mission. I am so locked in on what God has given me to attract vision. I'm pushing forward greater things in my life. So I want to encourage you. I just want you to stop swatting flies. Stop clapping back on Facebook. Stop doing all that stuff. Just keep your mind on your mission. Stay grounded, and you'll see incredible return. Here's number four, ladies and gentlemen. Use constructive communication. See, openly communicate with those who challenge you and listen and respond calmly. You'll be amazed how that can bring things together. You will be amazed that when you have open dialogue with people who may have misunderstood you, who may have come at you in negative ways, But now you realize that it wasn't you. It represents you. How difficult that is. So I want you to make certain that you communicate constructively. Listen and openly and calmly make those communication moments intentional. Make sure you're having those tough conversations. And sometimes what I do, I just go. I say, look, we need to talk. You have a moment and I want to do it in person and people will sit down and we'll have some of the most amazing conversations and they can become the most constructive conversations because people have a lot to bring into those moments. So that's what it's all about. Here's number five, reflect and recalibrate, right? Because if you're gonna push through the feedback, what progression do you have? What things are you going to do? What are the things right now you can say, I mean, literally, that you are going to reflect on? Take time to self-reflect, to assess, to get feedback. What are those things right now that you're going to do so you don't lose sight of the main thing? What are those things you're going to do to make sure that you're pushing through? What are those things you're going to do to make sure you're recalibrating your approach and making sure that your vision stays on point? Man, this is about resilience. It's about pushing through. And I'm going to tell you something. When you reflect and recalibrate, you have a whole different perspective. Sometimes I have to step back from things, go back and just truly recalibrate and look at what I've been doing and how I've been approaching things and say, you know what? I'm going to try a different response. I'm going to deal with this much differently than I have in the past. That's what you have to do in the reflection and recalibration part. So I'm hoping that you hear this. It's so important. Once you communicate, it's easier to reflect and recalibrate because you get information in the communication that allows you to actually recalibrate. It becomes kind of revelation. But then here's the deal. What did I learn from it? Well, now I'm going to build on incremental wins. Small, achievable goals generate momentum. Don't despise small beginnings. Be grateful for the things you've accomplished. You've accomplished a lot. Celebrate that and build on that. Build on that success. Build on the time, you know, you were able to accomplish that part of the vision. You can't get it all at one time like people think you should. You've got to know where you are, and you got to trust God and know that amazing things happen when you celebrate those incremental wins along the way. Are you hearing me? Incremental wins along the way. Let me help you understand something. We're talking about pushing through. If you have a vision, you have a goal, you want to manifest it, expect resistance. Expect pushback. Why are we doing that? What's that going to do? I don't even know why he's bringing that up. Well, it's because you don't necessarily understand. This is about pushing through when I have pushback. It's about being so locked in on my vision. And that's why I'm reframing the resistance as a refining tool. I'm going to use this as a positive moment. Take what the devil meant for bad and use it for my good. I'm going to number two, assess the source of the pushback. What's creating this? What is it that's causing this to happen? I'm going to not only do that, but I'm going to stay grounded on my mission. I'm not going to swat flies, but I'm going to stay focused on the thing that God has given me to do. I'm also, ladies and gentlemen, going to use constructive communication. The words that come out of my mouth can either escalate or de-escalate a situation. So I'm going to be calm. I'm going to make sure everything is in alignment. And then guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to reflect. I like this. I'm going to use that communication constructively, openly communicate. And as I do that, I'm going to get information from people that are going to help me reflect and recalibrate. The communication, I'm going to get information, but it's in the other part. I'm going to reset. That's what it's about. And then I'm going to, from that moment, I'm going to build incremental wins. I am going to absolutely build on incremental wins. I'm going to celebrate them and not despise them. The final thing I'm going to do is anchor in resilience and patience. I'm going to hang in there, man. There were times in my life, and I'm going to be transparent right here as a leader, because some people think when you see people at certain levels, they've never thought about giving up. There was a time in my pastoral leadership where I was going to resign. I couldn't take it anymore. The resistance was so great. I'm like, you can have it. Somebody I'm talking to now, you're like, you can have it. I don't want this no more. It's too hard. But think about the mission. There are people's lives who are depending on the very thing that you're doing. You are a leader, a next level leader. I was about to walk away. Had I walked away, I can only imagine how life would have played out. But you would not be listening to this podcast, not this one, had I walked away. Because it's important for you to understand the power of resilience. Say this with me. It's bigger than me. Say it one more time. It's bigger than me. Stop personalizing it. Stop personalizing it and recognize that God knew you could handle these moments. It comes down to just basic resilience, pushing through, because the pushback is inevitable. It's going to happen. There's nothing you can do about it. People are going to not like you. They're going to come against you, but you have to show up every single day, mission focused, locked in, and be so determined that nothing is going to remotely discourage me to the degree that I cannot fulfill what God has called me to fulfill. Just like that, resilience. I've mentioned my good friend's book, Dr. Craig Oliver, that book on resilience. It will help you. I want to thank you so much. Thank you for listening today. Let me tell you, those of you who are around the world, those of you who are not in Nashville, thank you so much for just being locked in. Do me a favor. Make sure that you stay connected. Stay connected to this podcast, but stay connected to me. Instagram, Joseph Walker 3. I can't wait. Joseph Walker 3. Let me know you were listening to this podcast. Also, I want to encourage you to go to my website, josephwalker3.org. And then, of course, I'm grateful and thankful for all of you that go to our YouTube page, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth, just to stay connected. That means a lot to us. Be a part of the book club. Text book club now. Text it now, 78228, book club. And now you're doing that, makes you a part of the Bishop's Book Club. So I'm thankful, man. I appreciate all of you so much. And know this, there's an assignment on your life, and God knew you could handle it when he called you. And I want you as a next level leader to keep pushing through, even when you experience pushback. I'm Dr. Joseph Walker. You've been listening to another edition of Next Level Leader Podcast. Until then, you be blessed. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph With You.